Wow. What a joy to be here.
Milline rõõm olla siin.
Oh, this is a church born out of revival.
See kogudus on nüüd küll ärkamisest sündinud kogudus.
This is a church that was born out of the fire of God.
Ja see kogudus on sündinud Jumala tulest.
And is the mother of 33 churches.
Ja olnud nagu kus on saanud algusega teised 33 kogudust üle Eesti.
Wow. What a prophetic moment to be here on Pentecost Sunday.
Ja milline prohvetlik hetk olla siin koguduses täna nelipühapäeval.
And just the fire of God that began it all.
Ja teada, et Jumala tuli oli see, mis algatas selle kõik.
And one of the things I'm believing for today.
Ja üks asi, mida ma usun tänase kohta või tänasest.
Just like on Pentecost.
Nõnda nagu nelipühapäeval.
When the 120 were praying.
Kui need 120 Jeesuse järgijad palvetasid.
And they had been fasting, they had been praying and being in relationship with each other.
Ja nad olid olnud palves ja paastumises ja osaduses üksteisega.
And suddenly there were tongues of fire on each head.
Ja korraga tulid tuleleegid olid iga ühe nende pea kohal.
One of the things I'm believing today.
Ja üks asi, mida mina usun tänase kohta.
Is that there would be a personal Pentecost for many of you.
Et paljud teist saavad kogema isiklikku nelipühi kogemust.
Because those tongues of fire that rested on each head.
Sest need tuleleegid, mis olid iga tolle jüngri pea kohal.
There was an individual encounter with the living God.
See tähendas isiklikku kohtumist elava Jumalaga.
There was a fire of God that burned through them.
Jumala tuli oli see, mis põletas läbi nende.
And then together.
Ja üheskoos.
There was a mighty move of God.
Oli võimas, üheskoos kokku andis võimsa Jumala liikumise.
And of course they had to spill out onto the street.
Ja seal polnudki muud valikud, et see voolas välja ka tänavatele teistele.
They couldn't stay contained.
Nad lihtsalt ei suutnud hoida seda vaid endale.
Because the fire of God was so powerful.
Sest Jumala tuli oli nii võimas.
That they had to tell everyone.
Et nad lihtsalt pidid seda
and
välja
they began
jagama.
To speak in tongues.
Ja nad hakkasid rääkima keeltes.
And it just happened that in Jerusalem.
Ja siis juhtus, et Jerusalemas.
People had come from every nation.
Sinna oli tulnud kokku inimesi eri rahvustest.
And they began to praise God
ja siis nad ülistasid
in different languages.
Ja kiitsid Jumalat erinevates keeltes.
You know, when the fire of God hits you.
Tead sa, kui Jumala tuli tabab sind.
You feel his presence.
Siis sa koged tema ligiolu.
You're intimately connected to him.
Ja sa oled väga lähedaselt temaga ühenduses.
But you are empowered to minister to others.
Aga samas sul on ka vägi, et teenida teisi, palvetada nende eest või jagada nendega.
It's like the fire is contagious.
Sest see Jumala tuli on nakkav.
It's got to spread.
See lihtsalt peab välja voolama.
So today I'm going to talk to you.
Ja seetõttu ma tahan täna rääkida.
About a time that was a personal Pentecost for me.
Ajas, mis oli minu jaoks isiklikult isiklik nelipüha.
And I'm going to give you a couple of keys.
Ja ma tahan anda ka paar võti.
Seven.
Seitse kokku.
That will help you move mountains.
Mis aitab sul liigutada mägesid.
Because there's lots of different kinds of mountains.
Sest meilus on erinevaid mägesid, kas pole?
A mountain is something that you can't move.
Mägi on miski, mida sa ei saa inimlikult liigutada.
Except with faith.
Välja arvatud usus.
You know, sometimes those mountains are internal mountains.
Ja vahel need mäed on ka igavesed mäed.
We're concerned about what others might think of us.
Me muretseme selle pärast, mida keegi
meist
arvab.
We don't want to stand out.
Me ei taha kuidagi esile tõusta.
We don't want to be misjudged.
Me ei taha, et meid mõistetaks
hukka. We don't want to be rejected.
Me ei taha olla hüljatud.
Sometimes those mountains are inside of us.
Ja seetõttu vahel need mäed on meie endi sees.
And it's the fire of God that comes and burns
aga
those
Jumala
out.
Tuli on see, mis tuleb ja põlatab need meist välja.
Amen.
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 Well, I have a picture. I thought I'd share some pictures today so that you could see my family.
Ma tahtsin täna jagada teiega paari pilti, et te näeks minu perekonda.
This is a very old picture.
See siin on üks väga vana
I'm about 19 years old right there.
Ma olen seal pildi peal kuskil 19.
And my husband, well, he wasn't my husband then.
Ja minu abikaasa siis
We were not officially engaged, but we were at that point where we were talking about marriage.
Siis me ei olnud veel abielus, isegi
And I was headed to the nation of Belize.
Ja mina olin minemas ühe rahvasekka.
So before I went, we were out and he had a tripod and a camera with a timer.
Ja siis me olime seal enne mu missioni reisile minekut mu tulevasel oli fotokas seal pandud timeri peale.
So no one took that picture.
Nii et mitte keegi ei ole seda pilti teinud meist.
But we're having this conversation.
Aga meil oli seal suuke oma juttu ajamine.
And I grew up very, very conservative.
Mina kasvasin üles väga konservatiivses keskkonnas.
Women were never doing this.
Naised, neil ei olnud väga mingeid õigusi.
They were never up holding a microphone.
Naised ei seisnud kunagi
laval
mikker käes.
They were never speaking. Do you understand what I mean?
Saate aru, mis aeg see oli, jah?
And yet I had had an encounter with God when I was 16.
Ja samas kui ma olin 16, mul oli olnud väga elav kohtumine Jumalaga.
And I knew I was called.
Ja ma teadsin, et ta on kutsunud mind.
But it was confusing.
Aga see oli segadust tekitav.
Because I couldn't see any women that were doing what I was called to do.
Sest ma ei näinud ühtegi naist tegemas seda, mida Jumal tõi selle võrratu mehe mu ellu.
And right before this picture was taken.
Ja vahetult enne kui see pilt sai tehtud.
He said to me, I see a call of God on your life.
Ta ütles, ma näen Jumala kutset sinu elu üle.
And I want you to know, I'll lay down my life for you.
Ja ta ütles, ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et ma panen oma elu maha sinu kutse
And then
nimel.
Click.
Ja siis mul jõudis korraga
kohale. Do you see the rainbow?
Kas te näete vikerkaart
seal? It's like a picture of a picture, but can you see that rainbow?
Näete vikerkaart seal nurgas?
We got it back and it felt like the promise of God.
Me saime, kui me seda pilti nägime, see tundus nagu Jumala tootusena.
You know, it takes very unusual men.
See nõuab ikka ühte väga ebatavalist meest.
To be secure.
Kes tunneks sen kindlana.
And confident.
Ja enesekindlana.
And know who they are in Christ.
Ja selles, kes ta on Kristuses.
To be able to walk with fiery women.
Et elada ühe tult täis naise kõrval.
And cover them and protect them.
Ja katta teda ja kaitsta teda.
My husband has really been my healer.
Nii et minu abikaas on olnud ka minu tervendaja.
Now I know that Jesus is my healer, but he uses people, doesn't he?
Muidugi ma tean, et Jeesus on ma tervendaja, aga ta kasutab ka inimesi selleks, et tervendada.
And I had been abused as a child.
Ja mina lapsena kogesin kuritarvitamist.
And it was one of those secret hurts you don't tell anybody.
Ja see on üks üks salaesi valusid, millest sa kellelegi ei räägi.
And there were different times after we were married that I'd wake up in the night with dreams.
Ja isegi peale seda, kui me olime juba abielus, märkasin vahel öösel unest nagu mingi unenäo peale.
And my husband was a priest to me.
Ja minu abikaas oli mulle otse kui preestriks.
In the middle of the night he'd be praying for me.
Ja keset tööd siis ta palvetas mu eest.
Could you just celebrate with me the man of God that sent me? Go ahead, clap.
Te võite anda ühe aplausi sellele võrratule Jumala mehele, kes on mu kõrval olnud.
We can go to the next slide.
Ma palun järgmist slaidi.
The most traumatic time of my life came after I had my first baby.
Palume järgmist slaidi. Kõige järgmine nagu hetk mu elus, suga dramaatiline hetk oli, kui ma sain oma esimese lapse. See ei ole järgmine.
Part of what happened was I was in a situation.
Ja mis juhtus oli see, et ma olin ühes olukorras,
where I thought I was going to die.
Kus ma arvasin, et ma suren ära.
In fact, I was sure I was going to die.
Ma olin tegelikult täitsa kindel, et ma suren ära.
We had just gotten home from vacation.
Me olime just tulnud puhkuselt.
And I put my 5-week-old baby.
Ja ma panin oma 5-nädalase baby
in the crib to sleep.
Voodisse magama, hälli magama.
And my husband went to the church.
Ja ma abikaasa läks kogudusse.
Because the next day was church.
Sest järgmine päev oli kiriku päev.
I woke up and my baby was screaming.
Ja ma ärkasin üles ja mu lapse karjus.
And it was a different kind of scream.
Aga see oli niuke teistmoodi nagu nut või karjumine.
But I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe.
Aga ma ei suutnud hingata.
But a mama can find her baby's crib.
Aga samas ema leiab alati tee lapse
voodi juurde. So I headed in that direction, but I got turned around. There was a closet rather than the door.
Nii et ma liikusin selle lapse voodi juurde, aga selle asemel, et jõuda ukseni, ma jõudsin kappini.
And I can hear her screaming, but I can't get to her.
Ja ma kuulen nagu lapse nuttu või kisa, aga ma jõua selleni.
I kind of don't know what direction it is. I go this way.
Ja ma läksin teises suunas.
And there's a window right here.
Ja seal oli aken.
And we're two flights up.
Ja aken, mis nagu tõusis üles.
I put the window up. I put my head out the window.
Ma tõssin akna üles, vaatasin aknast välja.
That's when I realized my house was on fire.
Ja siis ma sain aru, et meie maja põleb.
And I had no idea how to get out of my house.
Ja mul pole tõrne aimugi, kuidas majast välja saada.
And I didn't know how to find the door to get my baby.
Ja ma ei leidnud ka ust, et jõuda oma lapseni.
Now,
läbi,
I thought, well, I'll do this,
ma
and
mõtlesin,
I'll be fine.
Ma mõtlesin, et kui on tulekahju, ma teen nii ja kõik on korras.
But most people don't die from the flames.
Aga enamus inimesi ei sure mitte leekide tõttu.
They die from the smoke inhalation.
Vaid nad surevad suitsu tõttu, mida on maja täis.
Within minutes, it affects your brain.
Ja see minutitega mõjutab su aju.
You can't think, you can't quite function the same
way. Sa isegi ei saa enam hingata, sa ei saa funktsioneerida normaalselt.
And so I did what everyone would do when they thought they were going to die.
Ja ma tegin midagi, mida ma arvan igaüks teeks, kui ta arvab, et on suremas.
Whether a Christian or a non-Christian.
Oled sa kristlane või mitte kristlane.
You think you're going to die.
Ja sa arvad, et sa oled suremas.
You cry out that prayer, help.
Siis sa hüüad appi.
Help.
Appi.
And by the grace of God,
ja Jumala armust,
my husband got home.
Mu abikaasa jõudis koju.
Imagine how he felt.
Kujutage ette, kuidas tema end tundis.
You know, he'd left for the church, everybody's safe.
Ta oli läinud kirikusse, kõigil oli kodus hästi.
And when he drives up, he sees the whole sky lit on fire.
Ja jõudes tagasi koju, ta näeb, kuidas terve taevas juba on nagu leekides.
The house that was next to us.
Ja meie kõrval olev maja.
An arsonist had set that house on fire and it burned to the ground.
See oli ka nagu vist põles, seal oli nagu ära põlend juba.
No one lived there.
Keegi ei elanud meie kõrval olevas mingis maja oones.
But that fire caught our house on fire and another house on fire.
Aga see maja, siis meie kõrval maja läks põlema ja see sütitas ka meie maja.
The bumpers of cars melted.
Ja isegi seal meie need, noh, kõik sulas
ja põles. It was a hot fire.
See oli väga tuline tulekahju.
But my husband.
Aga mu abikaasa.
He went to the fireman and said, "Did you get my wife and baby out?"
Ta küsis tuletõrjujatelt, kas te tõite mu naise ja lapse majast välja.
The fireman was overwhelmed.
Tuletõrju oli täiesti hämmingus.
Because most of the fire trucks had been stopped by a train.
Sest enamus tuletõrjautod olid jäänud rongi taha pidama.
And the families around us knew we had been on vacation.
Ja pered, kes elasid me naabruskonnas, teadsid, et me
and there was no car.
Ja et meil ei olnud autot
and
majas.
They thought no one was home.
Nii et nad ei teadnudki, et keegi on üldse majas.
So the fireman drops his hose.
Nii et tuletõrju
they run to my house.
Jooksis majja.
My husband and a neighbor got my daughter out.
Ja siis mu abikaasa ja naaber, nemad said me tütre kätte.
And then the fireman came to find me.
Ja siis tuletõrjuja tuli mind otsima.
And I'm like hysterical.
Ja ma olin täiesti hysterias.
With my voice that's kind of raspy.
See ääl, mis juba kähises.
I'm screaming, get my baby out.
Ma lihtsalt kisendasin, saage mu laps kätte, viige mu laps välja.
And he couldn't quite see me.
Ja see tuletõrjuja isegi väga ei näinud mind.
And I learned that's also how people die.
Ja ma sain aru, et see on ka üks viis, kuidas inimesed surevad tulekahjus.
He had this big flashlight.
Sest tuletõrjel on su mingisugune taskulamp.
Like
aga läbi udus on vaid üks väike valguskiir.
And he said, come towards the light. Come towards the light.
Ja siis see tuletõrjel ütles, liikuge valguse suunas.
And he rescued me.
Ja ta päästis mu.
I'm so grateful to God.
Ma olen nii tänulik Jumalale.
I believe the enemy wanted to kill me that
night. Ma usun,
et
saatan tahtis mind tol päeval tappa.
How many of you are praying mamas?
Kui paljud siin on palvetavad emad?
All the praying mamas.
Kõik vanaemad ja emad, kes teevate
palvetad. Yes, I see you.
Näen teid.
Do you know who the hero was?
Kas te teate, kes tegelikult selles loos oli kangelane?
My mother.
Minu ema.
The month before God had said to her.
Jumal oli öelnud talle kuu aega enne seda õnnetust.
I want you to fast and I want you to pray.
Ma tahan, et sa palvetaks ja paastuks.
And she focused on this scripture. Would you read it for them?
Ja ta keskendus siis sellele piiblisalmile, mis on öeldud: ära karda, sest ma olen sind lunastanud. Ma olen sind nimepidi kutsunud, sa oled minu päralt. Kui sa lähed läbi vee, siis olen mina sinuga ja kui sa lähed läbi jõgede, siis see ei uputa sind. Kui sa käid tules, siis sa ei põle ja leek ei kõrveta sind, sest mina olen su issand, su Jumal, Iisraeli püha, su päästja.
She was praying that I would go through the fire and not get burned.
Mu ema palvetas, et kui ma ka lähen läbi tules, ei põleta mind.
She didn't know she was praying for me.
Ta isegi ei teadnud, et ta palvetab minu ees.
The Holy Spirit alerted her.
Aga püha vaim andis talle märku.
But when I called from the hospital to tell her what had happened.
Aga kui ma helistasin talle haiglast, et öelda, mis on juhtunud.
She said, oh.
Siis ta ütles, oh.
You're the one I'm praying for.
Sina oled see, kelle eest ma palvetasin.
I know there's several prayer warriors. I heard one over here, David, and from Zimbabwe. I want you two to stand. Anyone else that you know you have a call to prayer? It's not just that you pray, but you have a call to prayer. Would you just stand up where you are? Over here, I see you.
Mitte,
that you have a call to prayer?
Aga sul on kutse, tõuse,
the man behind you,
su
I don't know.
Kutse palvetada, siis ma palun, et te tõuseks püsti.
Anyone else in this body,
kes iganes
if you have
te tunnete, te teate, et teie üle on kutsumine
yes,
olla palvetaja, siis ma palun, et te tõuseksite püsti.
If you know there's someone that's right, would you just stretch out your hands?
Ma palun, et te sirutaks oma käed
and
välja,
just to receive.
Et võtta vastu.
God, we ask that you would anoint them
Jumal, me palume,
with power from on high.
Väega taevas.
God, we ask that there'd be an anointing God of signs, wonders, and miracles.
Jumala, simede ja tunnustähtede
Father, we
olla
pray that
üle.
There would be importunity.
Jumal, anna neile võimalusi.
That they'd be called to pray
palvetada,
when disaster
kui hävingud tabavad,
might come unless somebody prayed.
Kui, ja ei ole kedagi, kes palvetaks.
I pray, God, that there would be supernatural intervention that would come.
Isa, ma tänan, et sa nad üle
loomulikus sekkumis. I pray that they would have revelation from heaven of how to pray.
Ilmutusi taevas,
that
kuidas
there would
palvetada.
Be scriptures. I pray, God, that they would move mountains in prayer.
Tänu, et nad liigutavad mäkesid
palves. That
there
would be gifts of faith released.
Ja usu vai ainit saavad vabastatud.
And Pastor David, can I move? Is that okay? Pastor David.
Ja Pastor David.
Oh my goodness. It is such a privilege.
Milline eesõigus.
Father, I thank you.
Isa, ma tänan
sind. I thank
sind.
You for this man. Oh, Shabbatata. Father, I pray that there would be even greater power that would come upon him. That there would be greater power, God. Father, I just see signs, wonders, and miracles to begin to be released in your ministry. And Father, I pray for an increase of prophetic precision that when he prays, he would pray with the power of God. I pray, God, that you would trust your vessel with secrets from heaven, God. And thank you for this man. In Jesus' name, everyone said,
amen.
Amen. It's a pleasure. Oh, thank you, God. You can be seated. Is this okay if we kind of do this today? Is this okay with you guys? Sometimes you need illustrations.
Vahel on vaja teatud näiteid.
Oh, God is just so good.
Jumal on nii hea.
I am so excited that you are feeling that sense of call and urgency to pray
ja
as a body.
Olen nii rõõmus selle üle, et ega kogudusene tunnetate, kui oluline on palvetada ja palvetadagi.
I believe that God is alerting you.
Ma usun, et Jumal õhutab teid seda tegema.
I believe that there's something that's going to happen with this night prayer.
Ma usun, et selle öö palve ajal saab midagi juhtuma.
I believe that the night prayer, you're the night watchman.
Ja ma usun, et te olete kui need valvurid seal müüri peal.
You know, there's a church that I preach in regularly in Brazil.
Brasiilias on üks kogudus, kus ma
tihti jutlustan.
Ja seal on kuskil 10,000 liiget.
It's the most loving church I've ever been.
See on kõige armastavam kogudus, kus ma olen jaes olnud.
The love of God is in that house.
See Jumal armastus seal paigas armasaeg.
And you know what I found out?
Ja mida ma olen leidnud seal?
I preached there a couple times before I knew it.
Enne kui ma isegi teadsin seda, ma olin juba
kõnelenud
seal.
They didn't make a big deal of it.
Nad ei teinud sellest mingit numbrit.
But they had been praying 24/7 for years.
Aga nad olid aastaid palvetanud 24/7.
And you know who takes the 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. slot?
Ja teate, kes täidab seda hommikul 8. Õhtul 8.
The men. The men.
Mehed.
And then what they do through the day is they have different ministries that are in charge of 2-hour blocks.
Nii et päeva jooksul neil on ka 2-tunnised blokid, kus nad vastutavad erinevate teenistusarude või asjade eest.
And that's just a part of the culture of the church.
Ja see lihtsalt nende koguduse iseloom.
Because the church in Brazil has been in revival.
Sest Brasiilia kogudus on teinud läbi ärkamise.
But you know, there was one time
aga oli kord aeg
that the senior pastor had his son who was an associate pastor.
Kus see vanem pastori poeg oli abipastor.
And his wife was having a baby.
Ja ta naine oli sünnitamas.
And the baby almost died.
Ja see baby peaaegu et suri.
And his wife almost died.
Ja ta naine peaaegu suri.
And so of course they prayed as a church.
Ja muidugi nad kogudusena ka palvetasid.
But they went into 15-minute prayer blocks.
Aga siis nad panid kogusuksed veerand tunnised palveblokid.
And people signed up for 15-minute prayer blocks.
Ja inimesed panid end kirja nendesse veerand tunnistesse palveblokkidesse. Et palvetada seni, kuni lapse ema
sai
terveks.
And the senior pastor went to pray for his daughter-in-law in the hospital.
Kui siis pastor läks oma mini ja saidesse
palvetama.
Ja naine oli ikka veel surmale väga ligi.
And he had a vision.
Siis ta nägi nägemuse.
Of two hands coming down holding two kidneys.
Kuidas see kaks kätt tuli nagu taevast alla ja hoidsid käest kahte neeru.
And you know she was completely healed.
Ja teate, et see naine sai täiega terveks.
And when they later tested her kidneys.
Ja kui hiljem kontrolliti mõlemata neeru.
The doctor said it's a miracle.
Siis arst ütles, see on täiega ime.
It's like you have two new kidneys.
Selline tunne nagu ta oleks saanud täiesti uued neerud endale.
Part of what I believe is going to happen when this church becomes alive to prayer.
Ma usun, et kui teie kogudus ärkab palvele,
I believe that what you've been crying out for.
Siis ma usun, et see, mida te olete igatsenud ja hüüdnud
Jumala poole. There's going to be an activation of spiritual gifts.
Siis see te aktiveerute ka vaimuandides.
And when that gets activated inside the church.
Ja kui see saab aktiveeritud koguduses siseselt ja teie südameis.
You spill out of the walls.
Siis te ei mahu ka oma seinte vahel enam välja sisse.
You can't help but be a witness.
Sest te lihtsalt hakkate tunnistama sellest.
It's the Pentecost.
See on see nelipüha.
The fire of God.
See Jumala tuli.
That sends you out.
Mis see saadab välja.
Amen.
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 Well, my one daughter not only lived, but she's now has 3 children and a 4th one on the way. You want to show the next picture?
Paneme perepildid ette. Et siis minu see esimene tütar siis tema nüüd on täna juba ise 4
laps. That's a lot of children, isn't it?
Kolme lapse ema ja 4. On tulekul.
We have 6 children.
Meil on siis kokku 6 last.
We adopted 2 sons from Brazil.
Me lapsendasime 2 poega ka Brasiiliast.
And this bottom picture is most of us, not everyone.
Ja siis see alumine pilt on enamus meie perest, aga mitte
kõik.
Mul on 8 lapselast.
And I just found out 2 more grandbabies are on the way.
Ja ma sain teada iljuti, et 2 beebit lapselast on veel tulekul.
So at Christmas another baby will be a happy woman.
Nii et ma olen üks õnnelik naine.
But do you know, I didn't really want to be a mom.
Aga teate, ma tegelikult isegi ei tahtnud väga emaks saada.
That's kind of a secret.
See on nüüd niisugune avalik saladus.
You know, there's
praegu.
Lots of women that they just can't wait to be moms.
On palju naisi, kes ei jõua ära oodata, et emaks saada.
But I wasn't one of those.
Aga mina ei olnud üks nendest.
I'd had 3 older brothers.
Mul oli 3 vanemat venda.
And I'd never taken care of kids.
Ja ma olin harjunud nagu
I had 3 older brothers, but had never babysat.
Aha, aga mina ei olnud kunagi ise pidanud laste eest hoolt kandma, sest ma olin kõige noorem.
And then The first time I had a child,
ja siis, kui ma esimest korda emaks sain,
she was only 5 weeks old when we went through trauma.
Siis mu laps oli viienädalane, kui see tulekahju ja trauma sündis.
And then she developed colic.
Ja seetõttu talle tekisid ka gaasivalud ja asjad.
So she would scream uncontrollably.
Nii et ta karjus kontrollimatult.
4 hours every night.
Tundide viisi üssiti.
For months.
Kuude kaupa.
Can you imagine elders meetings with a crying baby?
Kujutate te ette, kui teile on, ma ei tea, ka kuskil
teenistusel
karjuv laps, ega see ei toimi väga hästi.
I felt so overwhelmed.
Ma olin nagu nii kurnatud ja kõik oli üle võlli täiega.
I remember one moment.
Ja siis ma mäletan ühel hetkel.
With my baby.
Olin oma beebiga koos.
We still didn't have our home.
Ja meil ei olnud ikka veel oma kodu uuesti.
We didn't have the crib, we didn't have the diapers.
Ei olnud mähkusid ega lapse voodit.
You kind of have to survive after you go through a fire.
Kui sa lähed tulekahjust läbi, sa pead pärast vaatama, kuidas sa hakkama saad.
And she started crying.
Ja siis mu beebi hakkas jälle nutma.
And I didn't have my mom close by.
Ja mul ei olnud ema ka lähedal, keda appi võtta.
And I remember laying her down on a blanket.
Ja siis ma panin lapse teki peale maha.
And I start backing away.
Ja siis hakkasin vaikselt lihtsalt tagurdama nagu ära minema.
Because I heard that, you know, if you shook a child,
sest ma olin kuulnud, et kui sa raputad last, siis tal on valus.
And I was so overwhelmed, I knew I needed help.
Ja samas ma olin ise nii kurnatud, et ma teadsin, ma vajan
abi. So praise God, I called a neighbor and they helped me.
Nii et tänu Jumalale elistasin naabrile ja ta tuli appi.
Did you know that simple things like being a mom can overwhelm you?
Kas sa teate, et niuke lihtne asi nagu emaks olemine võib su täiega läbi võtta?
And sometimes we don't talk about that in the church.
Ja vahel me ei räägi koguduses sellest.
But sometimes we need more help.
Aga vahel me vajame rohkem abi selles osas.
And so I remember God spoke to me about having children.
Ja siis ma mäletan, kui Jumal rääkis mulle laste saamisest.
Because again, my oldest was not easy.
Mu esimene lapsega ei olnud kerge.
We had something called Mother's Day Out.
Ja siis meil on selline üritus oli nagu emadepäeva väljasõit.
You could take your child there for a couple of hours.
Kus sa said viia
and have a break.
Emadepäevaks siuke lugu, et said lapse viia paariks tunniks nagu hoidu ja siis said ise nagu hingata veidi.
But she got kicked out of Mother's Day Out.
Aga nad viskasid mu lapse sealt välja.
She bit another child.
Sest ta ammustas seal ühte teist last ja tegi seal muud jama.
I felt overwhelmed.
Ja mul oli jälle täiega kõik üle pea.
I felt like I was the worst mother in the world.
Ma tundsin, et ma olen maailma kõige jubedam ema.
So why would I want more children?
Ja milleks mul veel rohkem lapsi vaja?
Do you understand?
Mõistate te?
Yeah. But we were pastors.
Aga me olime pastorid.
And we had a retreat with other speakers that came in.
Ja siis meil oli üks üritus seal teistele kõnelejatele, kes tulid meile.
And three of them prophesied over me.
Ja kolm nendest profeteerisid mulle.
They said God wants to give you more children, open your heart.
Et Jumal tahab anda sulle rohkem lapsi.
I did not like that word.
Mulle ei meeldinud see profetlik sõna üldse.
But I know how to hear God.
Aga ma tean, kuidas kuulata Jumalat.
And there are times that you obey God.
Ja on aegu elus, kus sa kuuletud Jumalale.
Before you feel the emotion to
enne,
obey God.
Enne, kui sa tunned,
do you understand?
Seda teha. Mõistate te?
Like I know it's God's will, so I make a choice.
Ehk kui sa tead, et miski on Jumala tahe.
And I set myself in that direction.
Siis sa otsustad, et nii on ja sa sead end sellele joonele.
And then when I obey God.
Ja kui ma kuuletun Jumalale.
The joy comes.
Siis tuleb ka rõõm.
So now,
nii et täna,
my biggest joy is my children and
my kõige suurem
rõõm
elus on mu lapsed ja lapselapsed.
I obeyed God.
Ma kuuletusin Jumalale.
You know, I think sometimes the deepest prophetic revelation.
Ma usun, et vahel kõige sügavam prohvetlik ilmutus
are in your personal life.
On sinu enda isiklikus elus.
They're about your family.
Mis puudutab su perekonda.
God cares about your family.
Jumal hoolib su perekonnast.
He cares about your marriage.
Ta hoolib su abielust.
He wants your life to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ja ta tahab, et su elu oleks täis tema väge.
So one of the things that happened,
nii et üks asi, mis juhtus,
is that I needed inner healing and deliverance.
Oli see, et ma vajasin seismist, tervenemist ja vabanemist.
Have any of you ever went through inner healing and deliverance?
Kas keegi teist siin on kunagi kogenud seismist, tervenemist, vabanemist? Te teate, millest ma räägin.
And this was after the fire.
Ja see oli peale seda tulekahju.
And I just wasn't doing well.
Ja mul lihtsalt ei läinud hästi.
I mean, we were fighting.
Me
as a husband and wife.
Mehe ja naisena.
I mean, we were fighting.
No ikka kohe korralikult tülitsesime.
It was not going well.
Meil ei läinud üldse hästi.
What do you do when you're the pastor and it's not going
Mida
well?
Mida sa teed, kui sa oled pastor ja samas sul ei lähe üldse hästi?
We went to a pastor's conference for inner healing.
Ja siis me läksime ühele pastorite konverentsile, mis oli mõeldud seismiseks tervenemiseks.
And I knew I needed to forgive the arsonist.
Ja to whom?
The one who set the house on fire.
Ja ma teadsin, et ma pidin andestama sellele inimesele, kes nagu põhjustas selle meie maja tulekahju.
But it went deeper.
Aga see läks palju sügavamale.
Do you know sometimes you forgive with your lips?
Kas sa tead, et vahel sa andestad küll oma suuga?
But you haven't forgiven from your heart.
Aga mitte oma südamega.
And I needed to forgive the person that had abused me.
Ja seetõttu ma pidin ka andestama inimesele, kes oli mind kuritarvitanud lapsepõlves.
And I needed to forgive from the heart.
Ja ma pidin andestama oma südamest.
And I remember when I forgave.
Ja ma mäletan, et kui ma siis andestasin.
Finally.
Lõpuks.
A scream came out
siis
of
üks
my mouth.
Nagu karje või kisamine tuli mu südamest välja.
I went through deliverance.
Ma kogesin seda vabanemist.
And sometimes we don't realize.
Ja vahel me ei mõista.
That even pastoral leaders.
Et isegi pastorid ja juhid.
Can go through trauma.
Võivad minna läbi traumades.
And I don't believe for any Christian that a demon will possess you.
Ja ma ei usu küll, et teemon saaks nagu vaevata ühtegi kristlast.
But a demon can oppress you.
Küll aga saab teemon rõhuda sind.
So if you have a wound.
Nii et kui sul on üks haav.
And you just try and put a sweater over it.
Ja sa lihtsalt püüad seda oma kampsuni varukaga katta.
The enemy can attack in the places that's unhealed.
Siis saatan saab ikkagi rünnata neid tervenemata kohti.
The Bible says that he's the Lord of the flies.
Biblis on öeldud, et tema on kärbeste isand.
Yeah, that's gross, isn't it?
See on päris rõvegas pole.
But here's the good news.
Aga hea uudis on see.
I got free.
Et ma sain vabaks.
I mean, I got free.
Ma sain vabaks.
I mean, I was already a preacher.
Ma olin juba jutlustaja.
But I got free from the inside out.
Aga ma sain vabaks seestpoolt.
That was my personal Pentecost.
Ja see oli minu isiklik nelipüha.
That's when I went into revival.
Ja see on see, kus tuli ärkamine
Because
minu
Because whom
ellu.
The Lord sets free is free Sest indeed.
Keda Jumal teeb vabaks, on tõeliselt vaba.
That's when the fire of God was in me.
Ja see on, kui Jumala tuli
That's
oli mu
That's when my mind was cleansed.
Ja kus mu mõistus sai meeled puhastatud, mu süda
And
sai puhastatud.
The Spirit of God had newly taken over my
ja
life.
Ja Jumala vaim võttis täiega mu elu üle.
I mean, we knew we were in revival.
Ja me teadsime, et meie märkamise keskel me kogesime
it
seda.
It was like we drew a circle and we were in revival.
See oli otse, kui sa joonistad ringi maha ja sa oled ärkamise
we
keskel. Ja ärkamise keskel olles.
You guys, when that happens,
tead sa, kui see asi
the whole
juhtub,
world changes.
Siis kogu su maailm muutub.
Do you know what happens at ja that point?
Teate, mis juhtub sel hetkel?
You just can't help start prophesying sa over people.
Lihtsalt ei suuda hoida end tagasi, aga profeteerima inimeste üle.
Because you're so full of the fire of God.
Sest sa oled nii täis Jumala tuld.
You're intimately walking with him.
Ja sa oled nii lähedal Jumalale.
And he starts to share secrets
ja
with you.
Ja ta hakkab jagama sinuga oma saladusi.
And also you're ready.
Ja samas sa oled valmis.
You're ready to go minister.
Sa oled valmis minema teenima.
Now in Estonia, I don't know if you have strip clubs. Do you have strip clubs?
Eestis meil on ka stripiklubisid, on ju, striptiisiklubisid.
Now I didn't go to strip clubs.
Nüüd mina ei käinud striptiisiklubides.
But a manager of a strip club.
Aga üks striptiisiklubi manager.
And his girlfriend.
Ja tema pruut.
Moved in a house close by.
Nemad kolisid meie maja lähedale.
And somehow
ja kuidagi moodi
we were neighbors so they had our numbers
me olime naabrid nii et me olime numbreid vahetanud telefoni
and he hurt his back
ja siis see mees vigastas oma selga
and he called to see whether or not we knew a chiropractor
ja siis ta helistas meile et küsida ega me mõnda kiropraktikut ei tea
we said yes we know a chiropractor
ütsime muidugi teame
so grabbed my bottle of oil and my Bible.
Nii, et arvasin oma piibli ja õli
and
pudeli,
I went right over.
Ja purutasin otse nende
juurde. I started to talk about healing.
Ja ma hakkasin rääkima neile tervenemisest.
I mean, just in the living room with my Bible, I brought my bottle of oil.
Ma otsin, tõin oma õli pudeli.
And then I said, I believe God will heal you.
Ja ma ütlesin, ma usun, et Jumal tervendab teid.
So we prayed for him. His Nii. Name was Santos.
Me palvetasime selle Santose üle.
And God healed him.
Ja Jumal tervendas ta.
And all three of the children were sick.
Ja kõik ta kolm last olid haiged.
We prayed for them.
Ja me palvetasime nende eest.
They got healed.
Ja nad said terveks.
Do you know that's where miracles should happen?
Kas sa tead, see on see, kus imed peavad
sündima. In your neighborhood.
Sinu naabruskonnas.
How does that come about?
Kuidas see aga sünnib?
You personally enter into a personal Pentecost.
See, et sa isiklikult koged isikliku
nelipüha. Where the fire of God is inside of you.
Kus Jumala tuli on sinu sees.
And the intimacy with in you is you're walking with God.
Ja sa elad ja käid temaga väga lähedalt.
And then you become bold.
Ja siis sa muutud julgeks.
Is Pastor Anna bold?
Kas Pastor Anneli on julge?
Is she kind of bold?
Ta ikka vist on natuke julge.
Does she walk in powerful ways?
Kas ta käib võimsatel
Jumala teedel? Does she move mountains?
Liigutab mägesid?
Here's what I know, it's not because you're pastor, is it?
Aga see pole mitte seetõttu, et sa oled pastor.
It's because the fire of God is in you.
Vaid see tõttu, et Jumala tuli on su sees.
And that fire.
Ja see tuli.
It's a holy fire.
See on üks püha tuli.
It's not unrestrained.
See ei ole mingi piiratud asi.
It's a fire of purification.
Aga see on üks puhastav tuli.
It's a fire of inner purity.
Üks selline sees, mis on tervendav tuli.
Power.
Aga see kannab endas ka väge.
The word of God says you're going to lay hands on the sick.
Jumala sõna ütleb, sa paned käed haigete peale ja nad saavad terveks.
The best place for spiritual gifts to be activated.
Parim viis, kus aktiveerida oma vaimu ande.
Is right in your home.
On su enda kodus.
Would every mother stand to your feet?
Ma palun, et iga siin saalis ole ema tõuseks püsti.
Just wherever you are. Oh, I see one back there.
Kus iganes sa oled, tõuske püsti.
Okay. Just right where you're at. Just
seal,
reach out.
Tõuse püsti, kõik
Hold your hands out. Yeah.
Ma palun, et te tõstaks.
I'm a mother. It doesn't matter what age of a mother.
Vahet pole, kui vanad te olete. Sirutage oma käed.
Lord, we pray for a fresh empowering for mothers, God. We pray for the power of God to hit them, God. We pray that there be fresh revelation, that they would pray for their children. I pray that they'd have prophetic visions over their children. I pray that they would pray for their grandchildren and their children, and that they would move mountains. Lord, I pray that there'd be fresh purpose, God. Fresh power, fresh anointing. And Lord, we just break every attack of the enemy over the mothers of this church. We break it in the name of Jesus. Every form of isolation, we break it in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy wants to do against the mothers of this house, we prophesy over you. We say, arise. We say, arise into the fullness of who you are. Be a woman full of the power of God. You can't parent without the power of God. Lord, anoint them in their prayer times. Anoint them in their intimacy with God. Let there be a shift in the spirit right now. Let there be the joy of God that would come upon them. Of being a mother. Father, we just bless them in this calling, God. In Jesus' name, everyone said,
ja kõik ütlesid,
Amen.
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 I'm having fun, are you?
Mul on täiega äge siin, kuidas teil?
I know it's Pentecost Sunday.
Ma tean, et täna on nelipüha pühapäev.
But my primary text was not Acts 2.
Aga minu põhitekst ei tule Apostlite teisest
peatükist. My primary text is Mark 11.
Aga mu põhitekst tuleb Markuse 11:22-25.
Now I must confess we did not talk about time.
Nüüd ma pean tunnistama, et me ei rääkinud täna ajast. Ja ma tean, et ma olen juba päris palju rääkinud.
Do you have parameters, Pastor?
On teil mingid parameetrid?
Okay. 10 more minutes.
Kas te annate veel 10 minutit mulle?
So we are going to fly through these points.
Nii et nüüd
me
põrutame läbi nendest punktidest ruttu. Kõlab hästi, jah?
Okay, would you read Mark 11?
Markuse 11:22-25.
Oh, there is a slide, yes.
Kas me saaks selle ekraanile? Aitäh. Ja Jeesus vastas neile, olgu teil usku Jumalasse. Tõesti ma ütlen teile, kes iganes ütleb tollele mäele, kerki ja kukuta end merre, ega kõhkle oma südames vaid usub, et see, mis ta räägib, sünnib, siis see saabki talle. Seepärast ma ütlen teile kõike, mida iganes te palves endale palute. Uskuge, et te olete saanud ja see saabki teile. Ja kui te olete palvetamas, siis antke andeks, kui teil on midagi kellegi vastu, et ka teie isa taevas annaks teile andeks teie eksimused.
One thing that I desire an impartation in this house.
Üks asi, mida me igatsin, on see, et kanda midagi üle Jumalast teile.
Is an impartation of a gift of faith.
Ja see on üks usuand, kanda üle usuandi.
Now in 1 Corinthians 12 it talks about the different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Esimese Korintuse 12 on juttu erinevatest pühavaimu andidest.
And one of them is specifically a gift of faith.
Ja üks neist on eriliselt usuand.
And a gift of faith, and it goes with healing and miracles.
Ja usuanniga käivad kaasas ka tervenemised ja imed.
And in the scriptures,
ja Biiblis,
there's different kinds of faith.
On erinevat sorti usku.
Let me tell you what I mean by this.
Ja las ma öelda, mis ma mõtlen selle all.
Do you know how a bird has two wings?
Te ju teate, et linnul on kaks tiiba.
And if it only has one wing,
ja kui tal oleks vaid üks
it
tiib,
can't fly.
Siis ta ei saaks
right?
lennata, on nii.
Well, one of the types of faith,
aga üks usu liike,
is enduring faith.
On selline nagu vastupidav usk.
It's the resilient faith.
Selline vastupandamatu järjepidevus.
It's the type of faith that you just keep going.
Selline usk, mis lihtsalt, millega sa lihtsalt kütad edasi.
And in most Christian churches,
ja enamus kristlikes kogudustes,
that's the wing that's the strongest.
See on kõige tugevam tiib üldse.
The enduring faith.
See selline vastupidav usk.
But for a Pentecostal church,
aga nelipühi koguduse jaoks,
a supernatural church,
üleloomuliku koguduse jaoks,
you need to understand when there is a gift of faith.
Te peate mõistma ka, et on olemas usu and.
Are you getting that idea? I'm trying to act it out. You guys
liking
it?
Ma püüan siin näidelda tüdrukutele ees.
Yeah, you're liking the acting.
Yeah.
Because you need two wings to soar.
Sa vajad lendamiseks kahte tiiba.
And when you have a gift of faith,
kui sul on usu and,
it is a clear knowledge.
Siis on üks kindel teadmine su sees.
That God has spoken something.
Et Jumal on rääkinud sulle midagi.
It was his idea.
See oli tema mõte.
And you know.
Ja sa tead.
That it will happen.
Et see saab sündima.
It's not something that goes through. I mean, it's not that it's mindless.
See ei ole nüüd see, et sa lülid mõistuse välja, aga see pole mõistuse tasandil.
But it's more a knowing.
Aga see lihtsalt see seesmine teadmine.
And when you know something,
ja kui sa tead
that's
midagi,
when supernatural happens.
Siis sa tead ka, et see sünnib üleloomulikult.
You have a gift of faith.
Sul on usu and.
And then you act on it.
Ja siis sa tegutsed selle põhjal. Mõistate, mida ma mõtlen.
This passage in Mark 11,
ja see Markuse 11,
I believe is talking about that mountain moving type
ma usun,
of thing.
Et see räägib sellisest mägesid kõigutavast usust.
And in my doctoral studies,
ja mina oma doktori õppes,
I learned that this could be translated two different ways.
Ma õppisin, et seda võib tõlgendada kahel eri moel.
In English,
ingliskeeles,
it'd be have faith in God.
On üks on see, et olgu sul usku Jumalasse,
or have faith of God.
Või olgu sul Jumala usk, ehk samasugune usk, mida Jumal omab.
Do you understand
mõistate
the difference?
Seda vahet?
This passage can equally be translated.
Seda salmi võib tõlgendada mõlemat pidi.
Have faith of God.
Olgu sul Jumala usku.
Have a mountain moving faith.
Mäkesid kõigutavat usku.
Have a miracle type of faith.
Sellist ime esile toovat usku.
And it's when you have a gift of faith.
Sest kui sul on usu and.
You take action even if it looks impossible.
Siis sa tegutsed ka siis kui see näib võimatuna.
And I can tell you many stories in my own life.
Mitmeid lugusid oma enda elus.
Where I had a gift of faith.
Kus mul oli usu and.
And then God did miracles.
Ja siis Jumal tegi imesid.
Even one time.
Isegi üks kord.
It was raining.
Vihma sadas.
As a pastor, I was a principal of a school.
Ja ma olin tol korral ühe kooli direktor.
And of course we should cancel field day.
Ja muidugi me oleks pidanud lõpetama kõik staadioni asjad ära, sest sadas õues.
But I gathered everyone in the pavilion.
Aga mina kogusin kõik rahva staadionile
kokku. I did not look at the parents.
Ma ei vaadanud üldse, mida vanemad
arvavad. I did not
look
at the teachers.
Ei vaadanud isegi õpetajate poole.
I looked at the kids.
Aga ma vaatasin laste peale.
And I told them the story of how Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves,
kõnetas tuuli ja tormi,
and he calmed the storm.
Ja see rahustas maha tormi.
Yes, I did this.
Ja nii ma tegingi.
I jumped on a picnic table.
Ma üppasin pikniku
laua peale. And I said to the kindergartners.
Ja ütlesin lastele.
Let's tell the rain to go.
Kuulutame nüüd vihmale, et jäägu järgi.
Like when I think about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't do that.
Kui ma praegu mõtlen, see on siit täitsa segane, ma praegu küll ei teeks nii.
And normally I wouldn't.
Ja tavaliselt ma ei olekski teinud nii.
But I had a gift of faith.
Aga sel hetkel mul oli usu
andis. And those little kindergarten stretched out their hands.
Ja need väiksed
kukkunud. And we said, rain, go.
Sirutasid oma käed ja me ütlesime,
the rain stopped.
Ja vihm lakkas.
The sun came out.
Ja päike tuli välja.
There was the rainbows.
Ja seal oli ka vikerkaar väljas.
And you know what it did?
Ja teate, mis ma siis tegin?
They believed in the power of prayer in a new way.
Mida nemad tegid, nad uskusid palve
väesse. Those kindergartners started praying for healing
ja
for other people.
Palvetama teiste tervenemise.
Because sometimes you activate by doing, by showing, by modeling.
Sa aktiveerid selle läbi, et sa tegutsed ja näitad ja teed midagi.
That's why I'm here with you today.
Ja see on see, miks ma olen täna siin teie jaoks. Et õhutada üles seda usumängi.
Now we are going to go through seven keys very quickly. Go to the next slide.
Võtame järgmise slaidi, palun.
If you want to move mountains,
kui sa tahad liigutada mäkesid,
key number one, have faith of God.
Olgu sul Jumala usku.
Pay attention to the moments in history
märka
when God is moving and you need to agree with how he's moving.
Kus Jumal liigub ja sa pead nõustuma sellega,
that's
kuidas
how
ta
you
liigub.
Enter into far more than you hope for or imagine.
See on see, kuidas sa lähed kaugemale
you
selles,
start
mida
doing
sa ootad.
God's ideas, not just your
sa hakkad elama välja Jumala plaane, mitte enda
so
omi.
That's number one.
Esiteks siis see.
Number two.
Teine võti.
Speak to the mountain.
Kuulutama mäele.
Speak to the mountain.
Kuulutama mäele.
In these nights of prayer.
Kõigil need palve õhtute ja öödel.
Speak to obstacles.
Me võime kuulutada
let
meie takistustele.
Las
see tulla
come
su suus.
Come into agreement with the word of God.
Joondu Jumala sõnaga.
Those things that you are not seeing with your eye.
Need asjad, mida sa ei näe oma
like
silmaga.
Healing,
nagu tervenemised.
Begin to proclaim it.
Hakka kuulutama neid välja.
Take the Bible.
Võtta piibel.
Look at the red.
Vaata, mis seal on öeldud.
And the miracles that Jesus did.
Vaata neid imesid, mida Jeesus tegi.
And pray the Bible.
Ja palveta need välja.
Speak the word.
Kuuluta sõna välja.
Speak the truth.
Kuuluta tõde.
Let your words agree with God's words.
Lasu sõnad nõustuda Jumalaga.
Key number two.
See oli teine võti.
Key number three.
Kolmas.
Really believe in your heart.
Usu kõige täiega oma südames.
Key number four.
Neljas võti.
No doubt in your heart.
Ära kahtle oma südames.
Key number five.
Viies võti.
Pray
palveta.
In faith.
Palveta usus.
So these two pictures right here.
Need kaks pilti siin.
The woman right beside me.
See naine seal minu kõrval.
It's probably almost 30 years now.
See on nüüd mingi 30 aastat tagasi.
She was a young woman with a baby on her hip.
Siin oli see üks noor naine.
And I prophesied over her the nation.
Ja ma kuulutasin teda.
She began to weep.
Ja ta hakkas nutma.
Their family, they came on our pastoral team.
Nende pere liitus meie pastoraalmeeskonnaga.
15 years ago, they sent them to Kenya.
Ja 15 aastat tagasi me saasime nad Keeniasse.
They ministered in four slums.
Ja nad olid seal neljas slummis.
She's like Heidi Baker in the slums.
Nagu Heidi Baker seal slummides.
But they had never owned a piece of land.
Aga nad ei olnud kunagi omanud ise maad.
And God had shifted me and told me it was time for me to move to the nation, not move to the nations, travel to the nations.
Ja Jumal ütles mulle, et nüüd on aeg liikuda rahvasteni.
Within a month I was in Kenya.
Ja kuu aja pärast ma olin Keenias.
We found this land.
Ja me leidsime ühe maatüki.
I had faith, a gift of faith.
Mul oli usk, usu and.
Afterwards they told me, none of us believed. We didn't have faith, but you had faith. That is on their own land just a couple of months ago. They bought the property. You can't see the building structure that they're under, but they're starting the building. Isn't that wonderful? It's a gift of faith. Who's the man that has helped you to be debt-free here? Is he in the house?
No, he's not.
Oh, well, if you're watching, I just bless you. By the way, gift of faith for finances is a big deal. And I believe that the prosperity of the church came out of a gift of faith.
And
so if you're an entrepreneurial business person, sometimes the gift of faith has to do with business.
Nii, kui sa oled ka siin ettevõtja, sa vajad ka usu andi, et toimida ja tegutseda selles.
So do you see the woman right here that I'm with?
Paremas nurgas see pilt.
She's the wife of the president of Kenya.
Seal on Keenia presidendi naine, esimene leidi.
I prophesied over her and her team. I didn't know her.
Ma ei tunnud teda, aga ma profeteerisin ta üle.
Her husband became president.
Ja tema abikaasa sai presidentiks.
I've been in the state house 4 times in the last 4 months.
Ja ma olen
viimase
4 kuu jooksul käinud nende seal presidendi lossis 4 korda.
And the day before,
ja enne kui ma lahkusin,
we threw a huge banquet for her in Dallas.
Korraldasime Dallases talle suure banketti.
She's a friend.
Ja ta on mu sõber.
Do you know friendship's important in
Kas
the kingdom?
Te teate, et Jumala riigis on sõprused väga tähtsad.
God does things
Jumal teeb asju,
when you obey him,
kui sa
but pay attention to the gift of faith.
Pöörad tähelepanu usu annile.
Key number 6.
Kuues võti.
I'm not going to cover, but show them the slide.
Kuues võti.
Key number 6. And this is important because that scripture, many people don't put verse 25 with verses 22. You have to put it together.
On räägib andestusest ja see on nii oluline, et me pöörats ka sellele tähelepanu.
The main thing that will stop the gift of faith.
Üks peamise asju, mis takistab usu annil toimivas.
Or clog up your life and keep you from revival.
Või hoiab siin teemal
ärkamises. Is unforgiveness.
On andestamatus.
So forgiving is a lifestyle.
Nii et andestamine on eluviis.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next slide.
Ja järgmine võti.
Key number 7.
Seitsmes võti.
And we're not going to go through this either.
Ja me seda nüüd ei ka loe.
Key number 7 is stand.
Aga see räägib seismisest või
püsima jäämisest. It's the Ephesians 6 passage.
Efesuse 6. peatükk.
It's like you have faith, right? But there are times you have to just stand.
Ja, sul on usku küll, aga
and you
aegu.
Stand in the power of God because your struggle is not against flesh and blood.
On aegu, kus sa lihtsalt pead püsima kindlane ja seisma, sest sa ei sõdi liha
your
ja vere
struggle
vastu.
Is against principalities and powers.
Aga sa sõdid pimeduse jõudude ja vägede vastu.
God is awesome.
Jumal on nii äge.
Okay. I'm ready to minister.
Mina olen nüüd valmis teenima teid ja palvetama teist.
Could the worship team just join me?
Ma palun, et ülistus liituks minuga. Paneme järgmise slaidi
veel ka. Is it okay if I lead this, pastor? If you believe,
kui sina usud,
that your heart's been stirred,
ja su süda on saanud puudutatud,
and you desire a personal Pentecost, it may be that you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit before, but you know you need a touch from God.
Võib-olla sa oled varem ristitud
need
püha
the
vaimuga,
fire of God
aga sa kogad, et sa vajad Jumala tuld
you
ja puudutust.
You need his presence in your daily life. You're needing to act in the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
ja sa tahad liikuda ta vaimu andides ja need vajavad aktiveerimist.
And if you are feeling that,
ja kui sa kogad, seda,
I want you to get out of your seats
ma tahan,
and I want you to come.
Ette.
Just begin to come and close.
Ette, kui sa
just
seda
come
soovid.
Close.
Tulge siia
you can
ligi.
Stand, you can kneel.
Võite seista,
come
võite
close.
Kui
because
sigamas.
I believe the power of God is going to fire you up.
Usun,
I believe there's going to be, go ahead. You can take it. Go ahead. I believe there's going to be fresh fire.
Ma usun, et üks värske tuli tuleb siin.
And that fire is going to empower you in such a way that it's going to make a difference
ja see
in your
vägi
life.
Väestab siin selliselt, et see muudab täiega su elu.
So, Jesus, we just worship
Jeesus,
you right
me ülistame
now.
Sind.
We know that you are the King of Kings.
Ja me teame, et sa kuningate kuningas.
You are the Lord of Lords.
Ja isandate isand.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Just begin to worship Jesus. 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 Oh, he loves you so much. Now, sometimes you might begin to feel the fire of God. Sometimes you start to shake. That's okay. It's just like the fire of God activating you. Sometimes you'll find yourself begin to weep. That's okay. That's the presence of God. That's the love of God. And often when you have an encounter with God, he's just cleansing you. He's making you more like him. There's a purity. Let the hunger of God just begin to be stirred in your hearts. Just say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need more of you. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God. Just begin to put your hands out like you're going to receive in a fresh way. Thank you, God.